As far as dump makeovers go, Yakutat has the ultimate Cinderella story. The remote fishing community is hundreds of miles from any other city. Barging trash away is too expensive. So as the dump filled to the brim, what was Yakutat to do? As part of Coast Alaska's series Talking Trash, KCAW's Emily Kwong reports on how one community turned its solid waste situation around.
There was a time when dumping your trash in Yakutat meant dodging bears. Chris Widows describes it as part of the evening's entertainment.
You'd come out to the dump at night and watch the bears get in the garbage. It was like going to the movies.
A movie where a burning pit of garbage became a watering hole for bears. Locals and visitors alike would pull their cars up to the edge and toss everything, their plastic bottles and dirty diapers, food scraps and oil, into the same pile. The town bears would feast. Widows, who helped form Yakutat Solid Waste Committee, remembers one encounter in particular.
Had one climb in the back of our pickup truck looking for garbage. I mean, that was common.
This is how it was in Yakutat for decades. The Department of Environmental Conservation wasn't happy, but the city didn't have the necessary funds to bring the dump into compliance. And then, with federal grant money from the Yakutat Tlingit Tribe, that started to change in 2006. Widows recalls how tribal environmental officers worked with concerned citizens like herself to tidy up the dump. That also meant finding a way to pay for it.
In villages and small towns like this, everybody has a unique challenge. You can't send it out, or you don't have as many people to help with the cost.
Which is why Yakutat dedicates 1% of its sales tax to the Solid Waste Fund. This boost, combined with new staff phasing in safer practices, created the award-winning landfill you can see today. I step inside a wide open yard. There's trucks busily sorting trash into piles, one for washers and dryers, one for refrigerators, and one for cars, all squished and neatly stacked like Jenga blocks. Everything is marked with a hand-painted sign. It's like being inside a trash museum. Widows and I are sitting on a mountain of giant tires. There are flies buzzing around our head, but otherwise, it doesn't smell at all. I can't help but say, hey, this is quite a dump.
I just said it's quite a dump, but I mean it.
That could have come out two ways.
How is it not stinky?
It doesn't sit there where the public access it. Half an hour, he takes it away.
The he in question is manager Aaron Gray, who drives one of the trucks moving boxes into a trench for burning later that night. Widows tells me he lights the match when certain weather conditions align, so smoke doesn't hang in the air. Wearing a baseball cap and layers of t-shirts, Gray says he's not a neat freak by nature.
I'm not the tidiest person in the world. I'm just getting paid to do my job and do my work.
Gray and his team have their system down pat. Cardboard is burned daily. Glass is crushed. Recyclables, those are sorted in shipping containers. Everything is dealt with in-house, except for the occasional shipment. They make some money off of batteries and aluminum, but that's the only trash of value.
The glass and the plastics and the cans and stuff like that, we don't make a profit off of that. It's going to cost us money to send it out.
So they don't. The city did pay for removal of a decade's worth of e-waste recently. Alaska Marine Lines shipped it to Seattle for free, but it still cost $17,000 to recycle.
So it just goes to show you that, particularly where we're located, there's just nothing free.
John Erickson is leaning back in his chair at City Hall. As city and borough manager, he has the tricky job of budgeting for solid waste removal. Eventually, Yakutat will run out of space to house old cars. The city used to get its scrap metal picked up for free by the Juneau-based Channel Construction, but that company stopped coming. That's because the price of scrap metal continues to decline, making Yakutat a very expensive trip for a barge.
225 miles from Juneau, 220 miles from Cordova. We're very remote.
Erickson lightly knocks his knuckles against the desk.
We just have to wait. Those cars piling out there at the dump, they're going to be there a long time, I think.
But Yakutat is definitely on the map for Sandra Woods, the state landfill inspector for Southeast. When she first came to Yakutat, she was afraid to get out of the car for the sheer volume of bears. She gave it a failing grade. Now, the landfill is close to full compliance and has earned back-to-back awards for its meteoric improvement over the years. Woods says that it's people on the ground, like Gray, who make all the difference.
I just remember meeting him and knowing that he was the one that put this into place. So Yakutat has really changed the way that they do things without having to ship their waste out.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thanks, Aaron. Have a good day.
It's nearly 5 o'clock, which means the dump is about to close. We say goodbye to Gray. Widows and I pile into her car and drive past the gate as smoke from today's trash climbs steadily into the sky. Reporting in Yakutat, I'm Emily Kwong.